Ramsey TV.
Belief in God is rare. It's rare. But fear not, little flock, because it is this way by design. And all we need to do is look in the days of Noah, then look in the days of Israel, then look in the days of Paul, in the days of our Lord, then the days of Paul, and now look at now, and you see that it is consistent throughout the scriptures that unless God preserves a seed or a remnant or a small group, if you will, then the entire world would be flooded with nothing. This is Martin Zender from the edge of the bottom of the Florida Peninsula. There are what, one, two, three, four, five, about five or six believers down here because they're flocking down here like mad. But I hear from you. I know what's going on out there. There are not many believers where you are. We are in very critical circumstances on the earth. Things are going crazy out there. These are not days like those of old. These are, as Paul says, perilous periods. And so as we wrestle through the perilous periods, we look to each other as much as we can. I thank God for this format, this platform, to be able to talk to you across the miles. It's absolutely amazing. It's a mercy of God. It's a two-edged sword, this technology. Today we're using it to comfort ourselves, to teach ourselves, to remind ourselves who we are and what God has in store for us. Now, Romans 9, we're getting towards the end of the chapter. I'm going to be going through chapter 10 and 11. These are the three chapters within Romans where Paul is dealing with Israel. So, Martin, why are you talking about Israel? We're in the body of Christ. Yeah, but it's important. If it was important for our apostle to write about this, or should I say the Holy Spirit, then we ought to pay attention. Now, we just got done, Paul just got done talking about where they were called not my people, there they shall be called the people of God. How God's opinion can turn on a dime. Of course, all this is relative because he decides to do something. He does something. He acts. And someone who is not a believer is all of a sudden a believer. And he can also turn people away from the faith. He can make the truth seem repulsive to some people, right? People who hear us teach the truth, to some it's an odor of life for life. To others, an odor of death for death. God controls all of this. Now, Paul's going to quote Isaiah now. And he does this in verse 27 of Romans 9. Don't worry. Paul's referencing the old covenant prophet here, Isaiah, but there's a truth here for us to glean, and I'm going to bring that truth to you this morning. Isaiah is saying over Israel, if the number of the sons of Israel should be as the sand of the sea, the residue shall be saved. Residue, that's a bad word, right? Yeah, it's kind of like what's left over, the residue. Like after you take a glass of wine and you drink it and you put it down, you see a little bit of red in the glass. That's the residue, a little residue. Some people go like this. Some people go like this. Trying to get the last residue of wine. Not me. I just pour another glass, you see? But he's contrasting sand of the sea with residue. Sand of the sea, if Israel should become as the sand of the sea, the residue shall be saved, shall be being saved. Now, this is not eternal salvation. This is aeonian life. These are those Israelites who are coming into the kingdom. It's as a residue. And it's not a complimentary word, a complimentary word, because if somebody says you, man, you're a bunch of residue. That's all you guys are, residue. Paul says in another place, we're the offscouring of all things. Similar type word, offscouring, residue, remnant. A remnant is after you've finished making clothes and you have these scraps laying around. Scraps, remnant, residue, not very flattering terms at all. And what's the raw material to work with? The sand of the sea. The sand, it's like the sand of the seashore, and you're taking just a handful of little grains and saying, here's the ones who have aeonian life. But you see, it's consistent. And I forgot to mention another great example of it is when two people out of the entire nation of Israel that came out of Egypt made it into the promised land. Not even Moses made it in. Not even Moses. I'm not saying he didn't have aeonian life and he won't be a big shot in the kingdom, but Yeah, this is such a rare, rare calling. Paul's overreaching theme here is that God is not finished with Israel. Okay, I need you to keep that in mind because I keep applying it to the body of Christ, but which you want me to do. But I have to remind you also that Paul has Israel in his mind, in his heart. And the nations at the time when they were receiving these blessings from God and God had temporarily set Israel aside, the temptation for a man or woman of the nations who was coming under the blessings of the body of Christ, the temptation would be for them to think God is done with Israel. And the temptation would be for them to boast in themselves like, I am on the front burner now. I am the apple of God's eye. Sorry about your luck, Jacob. And Paul does not want this to happen. And Paul says, I don't care how this looks. This is the thing for us. Paul says, I don't care how it looks. It's been this way in our history. Paul is telling the Romans concerning, that is the believers in Rome, concerning his people according to flesh, the Israelites. Don't be shocked what you see. That there's hardly anyone in the nation who is believing, who is true. Because it's been this way throughout our history. Probably reminded it of Noah. Paul says, probably, I would have, if I was Paul, I would have said, 8 people were saved in the days of Noah. 8 people. Get that in your head, you believers from Rome, because that's pretty much how God does it throughout the Aeonian times. And Paul says, even, you see, he's turning now from the consideration of the body of Christ to Israel. He said, even Isaiah, our great prophet, is crying over Israel. And Paul, remember, Paul's telling this to the Roman believers to give them a clue that God's, this is not unusual. Not unusual that there's just a few. Isaiah is crying over Israel. If the number of the sons of Israel should be as the sand of the sea, the residue shall be saved. For a conclusive and concise accounting the Lord will be doing on the earth. What? Conclusive and concise? It looks to me like God can only get a few people to understand what he's saying. God can only manage, even the king of the universe, the head of all, can only manage to talk a few Israelites into the fact that he's great. And it's almost as if he's begging people to come to him, just like the Christians say today. God's begging people to come, please come to me, please come to me. And nobody's hearing him, and God's getting frustrated, and I think I need a drink. I'm going to pour myself a stiff drink, and I'm going to even lick up the residue. That's how people think. But instead, we find here that this is actually a conclusive and concise accounting. The residue, the remnant, the offscouring, whatever you want to call it, is in fact a conclusive and concise accounting. Let's look at both of these words. Conclusive. Those who hear, those few who hear the message in this life, they hear it conclusively. There's no gray areas. There are no shadows in their minds. The Spirit of God says, this is for you, and you shall grab it. You will grab it. I will cause you to grab it. It's conclusive, and God is not ambiguous about it. And it's concise. It's concise. Here's God saying, I want you, 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 and you. This is what Jesus Christ did at the Sea of Galilee when he's picking out his disciples. Hundreds of fishermen out there. And he goes, I want you, 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 and you. I want you, 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 you. This is conclusive and it's concise. It's conclusive and it's concise. It's not an accident. So, and again, only the Holy Spirit could have caused Isaiah to say this, because the man, Isaiah, is frustrated. He's crying over Israel. He's crying that it's this way. And we tend to cry that it's this way, that it's so rare, that why aren't there more people hearing this message? It's such good news. I tell this to my family. They don't get it. It's because God is doing a conclusive and concise accounting. God is counting every single one like coins, stacking them up. And at this time, he wants few people in the calling. At this time, and you're hearing this from a guy who believes in the salvation of all, that every single human being will be rescued from sin and death. In fact, has been rescued from sin and death by the death of Christ. But Again, as it says in 1 Timothy 2, 4, and 6, God wills all humanity to be saved, to come to a realization of the truth. The testimony in its own eras. There will be an era upcoming when all humanity will come to Christ. 1 Corinthians 15, 22, 23. But for now, there is a conclusive and concise accounting. And the Lord is doing it on the earth. He did it with Israel. Well, he did it with the sons of Noah. That's pretty conclusive and concise. I want eight people, no more than eight. He did it with Israel back in the day, coming out of Egypt, conclusive and concise. I want these two to come out of the wilderness into the promised land. He did it in Paul's, in the day of the prophet Isaiah, obviously, and Elijah, we're going to find out in Romans chapter 11. He was upset too. Elijah says, I'm the only guy left. They've torn down your prophets. They've torn down your altars, killed your prophets. I'm the only one left. And of course, God has to comfort him. Wait till we get to that. That's fantastic. But now I'm just going to apply it today, and I'm going to say sayonara for today. Going to be back Monday, of course. But don't panic. Don't panic that you feel like you're alone. Paul is kind of scolding the believers in Rome, saying, yeah, I know you think you're all that, and you are, but don't think God's done with Israel. Don't panic because there aren't many numbers. That's what Paul is saying to the Romans. Don't panic that there aren't many Israelites out there adhering to their own call. It's always been this way, always been this way in our history. It's always been that way with God. I tell you the same thing today. Don't panic when you see how thin the ranks are. They may be thin, but they are conclusive. That is, they know what they know. You, me, we know what we know. And it's concise. God has chosen us specifically, and it is the result of an accounting. God has taken count of you, and he has not forgotten you, and he can never forget you. You are the apple of his eye today, and he will finish what he has started with us, the members of the precious body of Christ.